your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Emotional Freedom Techniques, EFT, is an experimental technique and is not meant to replace appropriate medical treatment or psychological and mental health counseling. The opinions expressed here are those of the host, Carol Look, and her guests.
Welcome to Attracting Abundance, the energy of success with your host, Carol Look. Now, showing you how you can use your energy and vibrations to change your life for the better, here's your host, Carol Look.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Carol Look, your host of Attracting Abundance, the energy of success. And I wanted to remind you to sign up for the free newsletter on my website, carollook.com. And at the end of the month in June, I'll be teaching a level 2 workshop in New York City. And I will also be a part of this EFT London Masterclass over in London come this fall. And just check my website for ongoing classes and teleclasses and workshops and my abundance book and all sorts of goodies there. So I am delighted today to be with my guest, Gwyneth Moss, who is a fellow EFT master. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Carol. Thank you for inviting me here.
I'm so glad we're going to talk today. Our topic for everyone is the art of delivery, basically the art of creativity. And it's a very important part of delivering emotional freedom techniques, EFT. I wanted to start, Gwyneth, just by asking you, I love asking my fellow clinicians, how did you get started in EFT? What led you that direction? Because people love hearing the stories.
Oh, about 5 or 6 years ago, a hypnotherapist colleague told me about EFT. And my first reaction was, well, that's just daft. You know, I do talk therapy, tapping on people's faces. That's just too weird. And I completely ignored it, dismissed it. And, you know, but when these things are of the time for you, they don't go away. So a few months later,
right, you
someone
can't...
else... Mm-hmm. Someone else told me about EFT, and I listened, and I saw Gary's introductory movie, and I started tapping, and it was wonderful.
Did you have results right away with people, or did it take you a while?
Oh, right away. Mm-hmm. The first person I tried it with was my massage therapist, who was terrified of spiders. And I said to her, Joan, I've just learnt this strange technique. I've no idea if it will help you, but shall we just give it a go?
Mm-hmm.
Within 5 minutes, she was going out to the woodpile to look for a spider.
Right.
And we're both going, wow. And then I used it with the first of my clients, was a young woman who was herself a doctor who was crippled by obsessive compulsive disorder. And we used EFT for a full hour together. And when I got home, there's a message on my answer phone saying, Gwyneth, it's gone.
Oh, my gosh.
And we're both going, wow.
Wow.
So
a lot of wows.
Right from the start.
A lot of wows. The website for you is www.emotional-health.uk.
.co.uk.
Okay, so everyone to go visit Gwyneth and the work she's doing. Let's start talking about creativity. Can we all be creative, Gwyneth, or do only some of us have a special talent for us?
I believe that we are all naturally creative. We all have our natural, if you will, flavor of how we, or color of how we bring creativity to our lives. Some of us may be very creative with color or with paint. Others may be creative with words. Some of us may be creative with physical movement or sound. We all have a natural creativity. I don't think we need to learn creativity, but what I think does happen, and it's an unfortunate effect of our education processes, is that we learn to suppress or ignore our creativity.
So we all have it to begin with, but somehow we've been taught, or the schooling somehow has squelched it out of us, or?
I think that's what happens, because we learn that at school, we learn that we must do it right.
Yes.
And doing it right is someone else's way of doing it. You know, whether it's doing math, or it's spelling, or it's whatever it is, we learn that there's a right way to do it. And if we do it right, we'll be safe. And if we don't do it right, you know, if we do it wrong, then there'll be unpleasant consequences. So we learn to do it someone else's way.
Boy, that's such a good way to put it. And then we have cut off some kind of communication with our own intuition and our own creativity.
Exactly. That little, still, small voice inside us, which is coming up with ideas and stuff, we learn to shut it out because it's dangerous, because it might lead us to do it wrong.
Right. And then we get in trouble or whatever the consequence we think is going on.
Absolutely. Now, of course, we have to do some things in the way everyone else does it. We have to, when we learn to drive, we have to follow the rules of the road. There are certain, certain things where we do have to work within these guidelines. But it's not so much the intention to get it right that's the problem, it's the fear of getting it wrong, because fear creates anxiety, and anxiety is the enemy of creativity. Anxiety just squashes creativity.
Boy, that's a perfect way to put it. Anxiety is the enemy of creativity. I know that a lot of people are perfectionistic as well. You and I have both helped a number of people who, even as practitioners, they can't do it right. They don't think they're going to do it right. They're afraid they're going to do it wrong, and it stops them from going forward, much less being creative. I've seen that. You know, you and I were just at the healing retreat, and I saw it in my mm-hmm. group every day, somebody afraid of doing something wrong, of doing it wrong.
Well, I saw how anxiety is the enemy of creativity when we were all doing our master's exams,
right?
Because all of us were very creative, experienced therapists, and then you put us in front of a group of 30 people and Gary Craig watching, and everybody kind of got this anxiety,
right.
which made being natural and creative so much more difficult.
Right. Now, why bother being creative with EFT? You know, the basic recipe. For those of you who are listening who are brand new to this, EFT, Emotional Freedom Techniques, is a technique where we tap on the acupuncture points on the face and body instead of using needles, and we focus in on particular words and statements. If you are brand new, please go to the founder's website, www.emofree.com, or my site, carollook.com, has information about it. All of our sites do. And learn a little bit about it. But the basic recipe is so simple. You know, what you actually do, how you set it up, it's so simple. Why do we need to be so creative with EFT? What's your take on that, Gwyneth?
Well, you know, the basic recipe, as you say, it so very often does the trick. What the lady I was talking about who was afraid of spiders, my massage therapist, the first person I ever tapped with, we just used the basic recipe, did the job in 5 minutes. But sometimes the problem just sticks. Sometimes there's more aspects to a problem. Sometimes there's some core issue about it. And we are all very good at protecting ourselves and hiding from our emotions, hiding from the feelings that we don't want to feel. And so sometimes a creative approach from the therapist can just allow something to emerge in a safe way and allow it to be dealt with in a safe way, in a humorous way, because we know we're being creative with EFT when we're having fun. Mm. So the basic recipe is great. People get marvelous results with it. Someone came on one of my training workshops recently. He'd just got Gary Craig's DVDs. He'd had a couple of bereavements in the family, and for about a year he'd been waking up in the night in sweats, and he hadn't been sleeping well. He did one round of the basic recipe watching one of Gary Craig's DVDs, and he's slept beautifully ever since.
That's what we call one of our one-minute miracles.
Absolutely, and the basic recipe is great. But, you know, when we do anything, like when we're cooking, we start out, we follow a recipe, and we get good results. And then when we get more experienced, we start to use our intuition. You know, I was cooking the other day, and I'd cooked some sort of mix. Oh, there was bacon in it and onion and stuff. And I just suddenly got the idea of serving it with this old avocado I had, and it was delicious. Now, that wasn't in any recipe.
Mm-hmm.
But that, you know, that's an example of just going with what comes.
Yes, that notion of aha.
Yeah.
After something comes to you. It is, for beginners also, I think it's quite startling that the basic recipe can get you results. But what really separates people who are really highly skilled practitioners is this creative ability, this ability to get yourself out of the way, this ability
mm-hmm.
to really, you know, help yourself help the client without getting rigid or stuck in any particular pattern.
Yeah, and I've given a lot of thought through because the Art of Delivery is a level 3 advanced EFT workshop that I teach for people who have already had a lot of, they've worked with the basic recipe, they've done, the EFT techniques like chasing the pain and telling the story and all of that. And I gave a lot of thought to how do we really get creative? And I wanted to come up with some way of setting the conditions and helping people to take little steps into flexibility that leads to this creative style. Because, when we watch Gary Craig on things like the Borrowing Benefits DVDs, you see this lovely conversational, flowing,
right,
humorous, creative style. And I thought, well, how do we get to do that? How can I teach people to do that? And the first thing is about helping people to feel safe. Helping them to feel that it's okay. It's okay to make it up. It's okay to not know where you're going. It's okay to just follow a hunch or an idea or do something different. It's okay to do your own thing. So I start by helping them just to feel comfortable, giving them permission.
Right, permission not to follow, just follow the bouncing ball, but do something different. Basically, trust their guidance or trust their stomach, trust their gut.
The kind of base level condition of creativity is feeling safe, feeling that it's okay, feeling that you have permission.
Mm-hmm.
And then, we've all been taught in whatever our training is as therapists of the importance of rapport.
Yes.
The connection between the client and the therapist.
Mm.
Well, rapport is a two-way street. We often think rapport is important because the more trusting or comfortable or more safe the client feels, the more they're likely to accept whatever it is as a therapist that you're offering them. But the other direction of rapport is from the client to the therapist.
Right.
When the therapist feels a connection with the person, it's like that connection is feeding the therapist's intuition.
Yes.
So that the creativity that's coming, the words, the images, the ideas, they are coming for that person.
Yes.
It's a specific creativity for that person in that moment with that problem.
There's a special link that's been set up between them. All right, we're going to come right back, everyone. We're going to take a brief break, and then I'll be back with my guest, Gwyneth Moss, to talk about the art of delivery and creativity with EFT. We'll be right back.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
If you are tired of not having enough money, time, love, or success, the exciting new ebook, Attracting Abundance with EFT, is for you. This book combines the simplicity of emotional freedom techniques, or EFT, and the fun of abundance games with the power of the law of attraction to help you increase your financial abundance. You can also incorporate EFT into your life to help control other issues, such as weight management and your love life. EFT will transform any issues that have been blocking your emotional happiness or physical health. For more information on these hugely beneficial programs, please visit www.carollook.com. Once again, that's www.carollook.com. Change your life today. www.carollook.com.
Hey, Dad.
What?
Can't get the ketchup bottle open.
Here, let me try. Here you go.
Thanks.
You don't have to be a hero to be a hero. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To learn more, call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Learn more. Live better. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Attracting Abundance, the Energy of Success with Carol Look. We want you to be a part of the program, so call in now, toll free at 1-866-472-5792. Now back to Attracting Abundance. Here's Carol Look.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Carol Look, your host of Attracting Abundance, the Energy of Success. And one of the things that makes us much more successful is being creative. So I invited my friend and fellow EFT master, Gwyneth Moss from England, on the show today to talk about how she helps people and teaches people and herself to be more creative with EFT. Because as we were saying earlier, EFT is super simple, and we tend to make it complicated but not very creative. So welcome back, Gwyneth.
Hello, Carol.
And let's start with, how is creative EFT different? Like, how would you describe that if a practitioner or a layperson came to you and said, well, what's the big deal about creative EFT, Gwyneth? What is it?
Well, you know, in the sense, it isn't any different. It's the same tapping points. It's the same underlying principles. EFT is, as you say, it's such a simple tool. You know, a very simple tool is a needle and thread. And with a needle and thread, what do? We pass the thread through the needle, we pass the needle through the cloth and back again. And it's that same simple action, whether it's an 8-year-old sewing on a button or it's an experienced needlewoman doing exquisite tapestry. Mm-hmm. And it's the same with EFT. It's the same tapping points. It's the same principles of using the setup. Now, the setup is what I call the balancing statement.
Yes, for everyone listening who doesn't know, the setup statement is what you do to get your body and system ready for the tapping. And it includes the karate chop point, and you can read about that. And it's a lovely way also to develop rapport, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Now, in the basic recipe EFT, what we do is we take the client's words, scared of spiders, intimidated by my boss, angry at my daughter, you know, whatever. We take their base, their words, and we just reflect their words back to them through the base recipe, through using a form of words which is, even though I'm scared of spiders, I truly and deeply accept myself. And then we tap with the reminder phase on the tapping points. Now, in creative EFT, what we're doing is we're taking the sense of the client's words, but maybe we're not their exact words. We're reflecting back something different, something which maybe gives them a little surprise or a little more insight or gives them a different perspective from which to see the problem. And if we're doing this at the same time as we're tapping, these differences that we're reflecting back to them are more likely to be accepted.
Right. It really comes from deeper listening rather than taking the face value of what they've told you.
Yes, and this is what we were just talking about, rapport. When we're in rapport with someone, we are listening at a deeper level. And when we're using EFT in this creative way of adding in lots of different ways of seeing. We're kind of giving a person different perspectives. For example, as a young woman who came to me, she was being intimidated by her mother-in-law. Her mother-in-law wouldn't keep out of the way and was interfering, and this young woman, of course, had, like everyone, like so many of us, am I getting it right? Am I doing it wrong? So there was a specific thing, like her mother-in-law was always just sort of, you know how mother-in-laws do, running her finger along a shelf to check for dust.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Mm. And that made her feel intimidated. So instead of starting to tap with, even though I feel intimidated when my mother-in-law runs her finger along the shelf, we started with, even though all young married women dedicate themselves to perfect housework all the time, they don't want to go out and they don't want to work and they don't enjoy themselves. They only want to clean the house and they want to have those shelves sparkling clean and they want to do it better than his mother ever did. We're tapping like this with these sorts of words. And she starts laughing.
Yes.
She's getting a new perspective.
Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah.
And that twist, I mean, I think you have to have the rapport first, and you also, I found, as the clinician, you have to be totally okay with being wrong.
Yeah.
You know, the clinician can't have issues about being perfect or doing it right either, or have better tap on them, because that's when my work totally shifted, is when I stopped caring, not in a careless way, but when it was okay for me to be wrong, to take a risk and to try out some statements like what you're saying, a beautiful way to reframe it for her and tease her a little bit, but really connect with her. That's when my work really changed, because I took risks, and part of the risk was listening to my intuition rather than follow the bouncing ball. They said they have a fear of public speaking. You know, it's a little boring like that. It works, but sometimes you don't get to the heart of it.
Yeah.
No, that's a great
because
story.
Because the intention of doing a good job is quite different from the fear of getting it wrong. You know, there isn't right and wrong with EFT. There's what works and what doesn't.
Right.
And sometimes what might be, you know, getting it wrong, i.e. not following the bouncing ball, is what works.
Right.
And when we allow ourselves, give ourselves permission to do something different, then very often it works, but then sometimes it doesn't. And this is what Gary calls the garbage and the gold. But as you start to just let this conversational style flow through you, what's coming to you, sometimes that sticks, sometimes it's the gold, sometimes it gives the client that real aha moment. Sometimes you miss completely.
Right.
You say completely the wrong thing. And it's garbage.
I've missed completely, that's for sure. Uh-huh. Now, tell us about your Art of Delivery workshops, a little bit more about the stages that you teach, because I know people listening will be very interested in what you're offering. Your workshops are in most of, they're all in England, except for when you came over here and did the master's retreat with me.
If anyone listening from the States or from England saw the movie Calendar Girls, then they'll know where I live. I live in beautiful country in the north of England.
Oh, that's where you're from.
That's where I'm from. Mm-hmm. And I teach in a town called Ilkley, which is a delightful small town, and it's a really lovely place to come to. And the center where I teach is called Ilkley Healing Center, and it has just a lovely, calm atmosphere. It's a stone house full of art and books and lovely atmosphere. So it's a really nice place to come.
Which promotes creativity, right?
Of course. Now, people relax as soon as they come into the calm of that house. And I start the workshops by, we just do some group tapping on permission, on giving ourselves permission to be spontaneous, to be different, permission to get it wrong, as it were. Mm-hmm. And we tap as a group on people's issues about failing, their issues about must do it right, all that sort of stuff.
And in the beginning, so that just loosens them up a little bit to get going?
Yeah, that loosens them up and it gives them permission. And then I tell them that for the whole day they are not allowed to use the basic recipe. They're not allowed to say even though. They're not allowed to say I truly and deeply accept myself. They are not allowed to do the nine gamuts. They might be allowed to tap the finger points, but we play with getting it wrong.
Wonderful, wonderful. Just for everyone else listening, you know that the basic recipe, the words are pretty much the same, and tapping on the spots is the same. So Gwyneth is just doing this brilliant thing to make them branch out. It's all about branching out, right?
Mm-hmm. And then I give some little helpful ways of branching out. Because I teach EFT in my level 1 and 2 courses as ABC. I have the ABC of EFT, and ABC, they spell some useful words. A is awareness. Now, before we even get to doing any tapping or setups or anything, whether we're working for ourselves or with a client, we have to become aware of what the problem is. What are the things that trigger the problem? What are the feelings of the problem? And it's that awareness stage where we get a feel of the problem, we develop the words that we're then going to use for tapping.
And that's so important, because many people are a bit general about their problem. They come in and they say, I have low self-esteem. And then some early practitioners end up trying to tap on low self-esteem, and it's just not specific enough. There's no way, you're not going to get movement with something so global.
It's too big. And your 10 questions article is a great way of doing the awareness of getting more specific.
Mm-hmm.
So A is awareness. B is then balancing. And this is what I call the setup, because the setup balances the problem with something positive, self-acceptance. So we get very specific about the problem, and we balance it with something which is general and positive and good, whether it's I truly and deeply accept myself or simply I'm okay. So what I then do in the workshop is I start giving people alternative ways of doing this balancing. So we still have the principle that we're putting in something about the problem and something about self-acceptance, something positive. But we're going to use some different words than even though.
Right.
Even though is great, and it's a really good sentence, but we've got other ways we can do it. And the simplest one is simply the word and. Now, the great thing with creativity is that you can borrow it. You can go and borrow it from other people. You find it all around you.
Mm-hmm.
And I really loved in Anne Adams' talk on, it's on one of the speciality series in working with children, she uses and, like, even though I felt upset at school today, no, sorry, I just used even though, didn't I? It's so automatic.
Right, right.
But, like, I felt upset at school today and mummy loves me.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
We can use and in so many ways.
Isn't it?
And so that's where I start them with and then we start using if. Now, if is a marvelous word to use, and like you using your what if.
Yes.
Well, we've got other ways of using if as well. We can use even if.
Yes.
Even if I lose my job, I'll handle it.
Right.
Even if I get really nervous and I don't pass my driving test and I'm too scared to try again, I'll handle it. I'll still be me.
Right.
So using, and then we can also use if only. That's great with guilt or regret. If only I'd said, if only I'd done, and I'm okay now, it's all right.
Wonderful. Well, that and the guilt stuff, this works so beautifully, but I love those extra statements, because I think people, as you say, they don't want to go outside of the basics, and even though the basics work, you could really land emotionally in a deeper place with the client if you're saying, if only I hadn't said XYZ, or if only, and
yeah,
I'm okay, and I'm okay right now. I'm okay
yeah.
no matter, I'm okay even if I don't. If I don't change. We have just a minute till the break, but I wanted to say also in the beginning, we used to do a lot more statements around, even if I never get over this problem. That was one of the basics, follow the bouncing
mm-hmm.
ball. Even if I never get over this problem, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. And I've gone back to using that, one, because it triggers feelings in the client. You know, they say,
mm-hmm.
don't say that. I want to get over this. And you find out that then they're too invested in the result, and that gets in the way. So if they
yes.
can say, even if I never get over this, I'm okay anyway, it's a wonderful place to start. All right, everyone, we'll be back in just a couple of minutes after our break with my guest, Gwyneth Moss, about the art of creativity and the art of delivery with EFT. We'll be right back.
Helping you make informed decisions for your life. This is Voice America Health and Wellness.
If you are tired of not having enough money, time, love, or success, the exciting new ebook, Attracting Abundance with EFT, is for you. This book combines the simplicity of emotional freedom techniques, or EFT, and the fun of abundance games with the power of the law of attraction to help you increase your financial abundance. You can also incorporate EFT into your life to help control other issues, such as weight management and your love life. EFT will transform any issues that have been blocking your emotional happiness or physical health. For more information on these hugely beneficial programs, please visit www.carollook.com. Once again, that's www.carollook.com. Change your life today. www.carollook.com.
Mom?
Dad?
How long should I wait for you?
Mom, if I'm at soccer practice,
what if something happens? Will you come get me? Should I stay where I am and wait for you? Or go to Grandma's house since it's closer?
Shouldn't we pick a place to meet?
There's no reason not to have a plan in case of a terrorist attack.
Mom, if you're not home, should we go to the neighbor's house?
How do we keep in touch with each other if the phones don't work?
Should I be worried how we all get home?
And some extremely good reasons why you should.
Can you tell me?
Everybody should have a plan. Take 5 minutes to talk about where you'll meet and how you'll get in touch with each other in an emergency. For other things you can do to be prepared, visit www.ready.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the Ad Council.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Attracting Abundance, the Energy of Success with Carol Look. We want you to be a part of the program, so call in now, toll free at 1-866-472-5792. Now back to Attracting Abundance, here's Carol Look.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Carol Look, your host of Attracting Abundance, the Energy of Success. And I wanted to remind you to check out the monthly teleclasses that I'm teaching and the workshops I'm doing. I'm doing a level 2 workshop for EFT, and I'm doing a teleclass. Every month I do teleclasses for Attracting Abundance, and in June I'm going to be doing one for weight loss as well. So please join me. And I'm back with my guest, EFT Master Gwyneth Moss from England. Welcome back, Gwyneth.
Hello, Carol.
And we are talking about creativity and how you teach it in workshops and how you use it. And I didn't know if you wanted to say a little bit more about some of the framing and the statements, the setup statements, any more special wording that you use that's helpful.
Well, there are many, many ways that we can go beyond the basic recipe and still keep the intention of the basic recipe. Another one I like is to do then and now. So, like, I couldn't get a job then. Now I have skills and capabilities. Now I can speak up for myself. So we're using then and now to separate the person in time. Another good one is suppose. It's a bit like your what if, but somehow a bit gentler. Like, suppose, even though I've been scared at school, suppose I could sit there and listen. Suppose I could. These are ways of flexing that setup statement to bring in flexibility, and once we start to get a bit of flexibility, our own natural creativity kicks in.
Yeah, it's so wonderful. Just suppose. It's like, it's not threatening. That's the thing, is sometimes the basic statement can even be threatening to someone.
Mm-hmm. So another great word is somehow.
Somehow? Mm-hmm.
Somehow I'll do that. Somehow I'll stand up. Somehow the words will come.
Mm-hmm.
That's a real good one.
Wonderful. Now, what about reframing and reframes? Tell the audience what you do with that.
Well, reframes are wonderful, and anyone who's studied NLP will realize that reframes are probably the essence of all psychotherapy, because our emotion follows our perception of events. And our perception is our perspective, how we see it, how we experience it. So an example of a reframe I used was a man who had been nearly strangled by his brother. And what he said was, he said, "My brother tried to kill me." Now, with the basic recipe, we would have gone with, "Even though my brother tried to kill me." Whereas what I did was, I went with, "Even though my brother failed to kill me."
Oh, wonderful.
It's the same facts. It's just seen from a completely different angle.
Now, how did that land with your client? What happened?
That was a real aha moment for him, because he went from "I nearly died" to "I survived."
Wow. And that's just the way of reframing and putting it in a different context and different perspective that really helps someone's eyes open up. As you say, we get stuck in these patterns, and if we can do anything to shake it up.
Well, I tend to think of reframes as being seeing the same facts, but from a different perspective, a different angle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like for a young woman who had been, she was brought up Catholic, and she'd been raped by a cousin at a young age. We use the reframe of, it wasn't my shame, it was his shame. Mm-hmm. It was his shame, and he dumped his shame on me. And I was too young to know that. And so that I would keep his shame for him and carry it all my life, he put the whole weight of the Catholic Church on top of it.
Wow.
And she started to laugh. She had this image of a little girl with a church on top of her.
Wonderful.
And I think it's, with reframing, if you see Gary's borrowing benefits session, it's called Kim, Molested Age 6. This is a young woman who's been molested at the age of 6 and has been very shy all her life. They end up laughing together mm-hmm. so much. And he comes up with some beautiful reframes.
Changing the perspective and the perceptions. And now, for you, where does all this stuff, I know where it comes from for me. Where does it come from for you? Where do all these reframes and these new words and the creativity, where does it come from?
Some of it just comes out of the blue. It's like I'm not there. It's like it's just flowing through me, and I will hear my voice speaking, and I'll think, oh, that's a good one. Oh, where did she get that from? And it just seems to be coming through. And sometimes, other times, creativity is like a connecting process. I know, you know, it's like I've got this great sack of all sorts of bits and pieces of images and words and facts and things that I've picked up, and there'll be something that is about the client that connects me to something in that big sack of stuff, and I make the connections. And you know, there's so many of these wonderful images, phrases, reframes to pick up. You can particularly pick them up when you're watching comedians,
right? Right.
Because essentially, a reframe is a joke.
Right. Exactly. And I have found that the harder I try, the worse I am at it.
Yeah.
That
yeah,
because you know, if I'm more relaxed, then they just pop out.
Because trying has the possibility of failure, and the possibility of failure creates anxiety, and anxiety stifles creativity.
Right. We're back to your first sentence that was so important about how anxiety really kills off creativity for us.
So we need to be relaxed, we need to feel safe, we need to give ourselves permission to play. You notice when people are getting creative with EFT, there's lots of humor.
Yes.
And we all have our own style of getting creative. You know, Gary is creative in his own way, or Steve Wells, who you interviewed recently, is creative in his wonderfully Australian provocative way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's his style. We all find our own style.
All right. Now, what is this imagineering that you use in your workshops? Tell our audience about that.
Well, I've been talking so far about getting creative with the words and bringing in new words into the setup phrase. We can get creative in other ways as well. You know, many of us will have done work with visualization or NLP. And really, when you start to get creative with EFT, you can bring in anything from anywhere that you've ever done. It's wonderfully liberating. And I was at a workshop on using imagination. And we did an imagination exercise. I'll just tell you briefly what we did. The workshop leader has us all take 3 deep, slow breaths to calm down. And then she had us hold up our forefinger and imagine a light. Now, it could be a light like a flashlight or like a flame or like a light bulb. To imagine a very bright light and then to make that light very, very tiny and to put it on the end of the finger. And then she had us put the finger into our ear and have the light go inside and for us to go inside with it and to go into the center of our heads and shine this very bright little light around. And we did that for a minute or two, and then we brought the light out again and we all shared what happened.
Hmm.
And I thought, ooh, that's interesting, because people had very different experiences.
Oh, I bet.
And that then got me thinking, ooh, you know, how can I use that with EFT? So I'll tell you how I use it for EFT. Now, I'm going to give you a case of a woman called Wendy, who's an artist. She's a marvelous painter. She does the most wonderful paintings of trees that are almost abstract, but not quite. And Wendy's in her 70s, and she was starting to get arthritis in her finger joint, which was very painful, particularly in the winter. She asked if I could help her. So I thought, let's play around here.
Aha.
So I asked her to imagine that small little bright light, and she had a very small, powerful torch, and I asked her to make it very tiny and put it on the end of her finger, to stick it in her ear and go inside of it. And she was inside for a minute or two, and then I asked her to come out and tell me what it was like. And she's got a big smile. She said she was in a beautiful cave, and there was a soft humming sound, and the cave was vast and spacious, and it was all soft colors and sparkling walls. She said it was warm, and there were all sorts of things floating about, like her father's dog and her school desk, and she was weightless, and she felt like giggling. So she had a very wonderful imaginative experience. So then I asked her to take the little bright light, and would it be okay to put it inside that finger with the arthritis? Now, you've got to be very literal with people. I say, how's she going to get it there?
Right.
And she said, she'd put it in her ear again, but this time it would go down, right down her arm and into the finger.
Mm-hmm.
I asked her to do that and to go in the finger with the little light. And then she comes out, and I said, what was it like? Oh, it was cold, and there was jagged spikes of broken glass. And
so she was able to come up with images right away.
Yeah, she did. Mm-hmm. Some people do. Everyone always comes up with something.
Mm-hmm.
It might be just like there's a feeling or there's a nothing, and whatever they come up with. Wendy came up with marvelous imaginative stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we started then to tap. Even though it's jaggedy spikes and broken glass in my finger. We tapped with that for a while. Mm-hmm. Then we tapped with, even though it's lonely in my finger. Now, one of the things I love to do with a client is just say, like, and then stop.
Yeah.
And let them fill in. It, like when my husband goes away. So we tapped with all the sort of issues about when her husband went away and what that was like.
So all you did is say, even though it's lonely in there, like when... And then she did the rest?
Yeah, I just say, it's lonely in there, like, and I just pause, and she said, like when Jeff goes away.
Mm-hmm.
So we tapped with that, and that seemed to stick a bit. So I said, what does that remind you of? She said, well, I know he's coming back, but it's like when I was little and Daddy used to go to sea, because she was a sailor's daughter. So we tapped with some specific memories and things about Daddy going away to sea. So once things, well, you know, I get the feeling that we've got some movement here, so I asked her to imagine the little bright light again and to take it back inside her finger. And she does, and she tells me it's warmer, that the glass has turned to ice and it's melting.
Interesting. This, ladies and gentlemen, is creativity, because most people... Gwyneth would start with, even though I have arthritis in my finger,
mm-hmm.
and it would just be a little flat. It's true, but it would be flat, and it would be a little boring, and it wouldn't have the punch to it. But you're giving her the power to really come up with what it's all about.
We're finding some of the things it's connected to. We do some more tapping, and then when she next goes inside the finger, the ice has melted, and there's a clear blue pool, and she feels very calm. Now, the results of this work was that physically the pain was much less, and her finger seemed to move more easily. You know, I contacted her later in the year, and she's had a lot less bother through the winter than she had previously. Now, there's still a problem with the finger, but it's not bothering her in the same way. And what she came up with, because creativity comes as much from the client in fact, more so than the therapist. She said whenever her fingers bothered her, she would shut her eyes and remember that clear blue pool.
Wow. That's so cool. It's just so interesting to just... Now, so you use the white light, though, every time? In other words, that's what...
I ask the client to think of a light.
Mm-hmm.
I just say, imagine a light.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be any sort of light. It could be a flame. It could be a colored light. It could be all sorts of things. They imagine it, and they take it inside. This is a great technique for working with physical symptoms when there isn't any pain or when you can't even see it.
Right. To ask them to go inward, use the light, and really figure out what is in, you know, what is their body saying to them?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's the information?
I do the thing about going into the head first or going into somewhere where there isn't a problem to give them a kind of a test run.
Great. Great. Okay. We're going off to break, everyone. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Gwyneth Moss. Please check her website, emotional-health.co.uk. We'll be right back.
Your life, your health, your network. Voice America Health and Wellness.
If you are tired of not having enough money, time, love, or success, the exciting new ebook, Attracting Abundance with EFT, is for you. This book combines the simplicity of emotional freedom techniques, or EFT, and the fun of abundance games with the power of the law of attraction to help you increase your financial abundance. You can also incorporate EFT into your life to help control other issues, such as weight management and your love life. EFT will transform any issues that have been blocking your emotional happiness or physical health. For more information on these hugely beneficial programs, please visit www.carollook.com. Once again, that's www.carollook.com. Change your life today. www.carollook.com.
To perform at your maximum potential, you need to have all aspects of your life working properly. On Mind, Brain, and Body, Dr. Michael John Kell will bring you honest, open discussions concerning your physical, mental, and financial health. If you're ready to find purpose and meaning in your life, tune in to Mind, Brain, and Body every Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific. Mind, Brain, and Body on Voice America Health and Wellness. Radio dedicated to your health, wealth, wisdom, and purpose.
A healthy dialogue for your lifestyle. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Attracting Abundance, the Energy of Success with Carol Look. We want you to be a part of the program, so call in now, toll free at 1-866-472-5792. Now back to Attracting Abundance, here's Carol Look.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. This is Carol Look, your host of Attracting Abundance, the Energy of Success. And I'm here with my guest, Gwyneth Moss from England, who's talking about the art of delivery. And for those of you who could get to her workshops, I highly recommend it. And they're posted on her website, which is www.emotional-health.co.uk. And she does workshops every month. So welcome back, Gwyneth.
Hello, Carol.
How about another case? I loved hearing about that Imagineering. We're talking about how Gwyneth is very creative with her clients, even though EFT is a very simple procedure, how, Gwyneth, you add variety and richness and texture. How about another case? I loved hearing what you did with that woman with arthritis.
Yeah, well, certainly. I'll tell you about Ali. Ali came on one of my workshops, and she asked, she was rather anxious, and she wanted to sit out one of the exercises, so I said I would sit out with her, and I asked what was bothering her, and she had just a few days before discovered a lump on her breast.
Mm.
She'd been to the doctor and was awaiting an appointment to have medical tests, and she was really, as you can imagine, very anxious about it. And so this was while the rest of the class were doing the Imagineering exercise, so I did it with Ali. And I got her to imagine the very bright little light. Hers was like a little flame, a very intense flame.
On the end of her finger again?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you're given to imagine the light and then to put it on the end of their finger, make it very small and very bright. And then you do a test run. And I normally do a test run by just having people stick it in their ear and go inside their heads with it and just find out what their imagination can come up with. And her, she went in there, she said, well, there's nothing, you know, I can't see anything. And
oh, how interesting. She couldn't see anything inside her head.
So I said, well, pretend. What does it feel like? Or where would you be if you were feeling like that? And people sometimes need a little bit of coaxing because we've all kind of learned to be scared of our imagination because they can make us get it wrong.
Right.
So she came up with, she said, it's like I'm in a woodland. I can't see anything, but I think there's little birds around, and it's quiet, and it's still. So they, it was pleasant and quiet and still. So came out with the little light. And then I asked her the lump in her breast, how she could get the light there. So she stuck it in through her navel, and the light travelled up and into the lump.
Like a little scope.
The lump was like a boulder.
A boulder.
Hard. So we just did some tapping, even though this lump is hard like a boulder. And we just did a few rounds of that. Then I had to go inside again and really shine the light around. And the boulder developed an opening that was a cave. And we did some more tapping, and the cave became a womb. Now, there was lots of tears at this point. Something was obviously really connecting there. We did some more tapping, and inside the cave, which was a womb, was an image of her adult son who has mental health problems. And he was there in the cave, and he was like, or in the womb, and he was sulking. So we did a lot of tapping on difficult memories about her son's behavior, about her guilt about not being able to help him, all that sort of stuff.
Which normally she would never have connected.
Yes.
In other words, that's what's so fabulous about how you're doing this with people. They're not going to go to their son's behavior connecting to their breast lump. It's just not what we do. We have not been taught that.
Mm-hmm. And, our conscious minds don't need to know how to make these connections, but our deeper minds do.
Wonderful.
So we did more tapping until the son was still there in the lump cave room, but he was smiling and sitting up. We did some more tapping on issues, and her son left the cave and waved at her.
Wow.
We did some more tapping, and next time, so each time we do some tapping, and then she goes in with the little light and says what it's like now. And when she finally went in there, the cave was a soft, rubbery thing. She said it was like a child's ball. So she then, the next week, she had the medical tests, and she got the news that it was a benign cyst.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Mm. I'm looking forward to using this technique. I think this is exciting. I really like it. We have just a couple of minutes to the close of the show. What advice would you give to our audience members? And, you know, people listen to the show live today, which is May 30th, but they'll also listen to it for months and weeks to come. People go back to shows. People will just come on to my website and find it later, and so that's really fun. So what advice could you give to those people listening now and later who want to develop more creativity with EFT in their practice or just on themselves?
Well, firstly, I'd say give yourself permission. Give yourself permission. Allow yourself the freedom to do it different. If you've studied and practiced the basics thoroughly, they will be there. They will be like an unconscious navigation. And you can give yourself the freedom to make it up, to listen to your intuition, to go with whatever comes to you.
That's a very good point, though, that if you study the basics thoroughly and they become a part of you, then you give yourself freedom and permission to be more creative. It kind of comes naturally.
Exactly. And then you need to collect and study, fill that kind of sack of stuff. I think it's particularly valuable to study Gary Craig's DBTs over and over, and particularly the borrowing benefits sessions.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you're kind of modeling Gary until your own style starts to emerge.
Right.
And also, I'd say people collect words, phrases, images, reframes, make a collection of them.
Right, I love that. Just for me, the imagery of that is wonderful. Like going through the forest with a bag and a knapsack and picking up, I love picking up stones and all sorts of little goodies. So that's a nice image for me.
Well, I hope you've picked up Just Suppose.
Right.
Or If Only. They're great.
Right.
Great things to pick up.
Yeah.
And then I'd say get lots of practice in a kind of safe, risk-free way. Find a tapping buddy, maybe somebody you trained with, or maybe even somebody you've met over the internet, and tap with each other, play together with it, allow yourself to just have fun and play. Also, notice your own blocks. Notice your own fear of getting it wrong. Ask yourself, where does that come from? There's going to be writings on the wall there. And, hey, you've got EFT. You've got a tool to work with that. And then I'd say to people, study with those who've who are already playing with this. Go and study with the masters, and there are many other great trainers as well. Find the people who are working creativity and just watch them, follow them, model them, and your own style will emerge.
Right. I've done that. Someone just wrote me this week and said, you know, what do you suggest? I hear there have been lots of changes in the field. What do you suggest? And I said, you need to go to live workshops. The people on the cutting edge of this field are showing and teaching what's new and what's creative at their live workshops. And the tapes are fabulous. And I agree with you that everybody needs to watch those and not just watch, they need to study them. But then you need to be out there in the field and talking to clinicians. But you and I just had a wonderful time at the retreat center in Atlanta with all those people and meeting each other for, other masters I hadn't met for the first time. So that's really, really critical for people,
You're so right about live workshops, because watching a DVD, you can play it over and over again, but you can't ask questions.
Right.
In a workshop, you get live human beings to tap on.
Exactly.
And you get to ask questions.
Exactly. Well, everyone, please go to Gwyneth Moss's website, www.emotional-health.co.uk, for all her workshops. And she and I are both involved in the wonderful upcoming international masterclass in October in London. So we hope to see some of you there. That'll be very exciting. Thank you, Gwyneth, for joining me all the way from London, or nearby London anyway.
North of England. I'm in Yorkshire.
North of England, Yorkshire. Thank you. Thank you, Gwyneth, very much.
Thank you, Carol.
Okay, we'll be in touch. Take care, everyone.
We hope you enjoyed Attracting Abundance, the Energy of Success with Carol Look. Be sure to come back next Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time for another hour of Attracting Abundance, the Energy of Success, right here on Voice America Health and Wellness.